Since this is a feast day for priests, and there are an awful lot of them here, I hope you won't mind if I go back and have a word with them, but by all means do listen in. Fathers, the first thing I want to do is to thank you again for all that you've achieved in the last 2 years. Who ever talked about a pandemic when we were in seminary? Who ever talked about the possibility of churches being closed down, of sanitizing, of social distancing, wearing masks? No one could have planned it. We didn't expect it, and we had to be ready for it within a matter of weeks and days. But you achieved so much. You managed to make sure that the sacraments were being offered, that the communities were being bound together. You were taking all sorts of wonderful initiatives in your communities, and as the churches began to open again, they became some of the safest public buildings in the country because of your kindness with all your attendants and stewards, and you have done great things. Thank you so much. Who could have predicted it? But we've managed it so well. But now we've got to look forward, haven't we? And there can be no question of simply reverting to things as they were before. It seems to me that there are four major impacts on us at the moment. First of all, there's the Ukrainian crisis. Even if that were to cease today, already the economic, the political, the religious implications, the social implications are going to be impacting on Europe and the world for a good long time to come. The pandemic may seem now to be waning, but we've got to live with the fact, as the medical experts will tell us, that there could be strains in various times and places in the years to come, and we'll have to restrict our freedom accordingly. And then we've got to get serious and urgent about climate change. The last two IPCC reports have really talked about an urgency that must be responded to now. That's got to impact on us as well. So I think it's prophetic of Pope Francis to be insisting on a universal synod at this time. How are we to be church in the years to come? What changes do we need to be making to our priorities and for us priests in our ministries in order to be all that the Spirit is asking us to be in the context of the world in which we live today? The synod gives us an opportunity to listen to everybody. And Pope Francis insists that we must go outside all those people who gather in our churches. Catholics who don't go to church for whatever reason, let's know the reasons. And people of other faiths too, how can they assist us in knowing what we need to be as church today? And that means that we need to have an openness, each and every one of us, in the way that we may minister in the future. What differences must we make in the way that we bring the Lord to the people placed in our pastoral care? It's a great challenge, but if we're listening, if we're going to make that prayerful journey through the synod, then I think the Spirit will speak loudly and clearly to us. And let's remember, a synod is not a discussion, it's not a debate, it's not an argument, it's not the one with the most articulate voice who's going to win, it's not by democratic vote, it's a prayerful listening to what God may be asking of us in this time and in the years to come. Let's be as generous as we can be. We offered ourselves, because we believed we were called by God, we offered ourselves to the ministerial priesthood. Let's see what that ministerial priesthood needs to be in the future. And let's be sure that we throw ourselves into it with that sense that we're not doing this on our own. If this is what God wants, he will be providing us with all the energy and the grace and the strength that we need to complete all that he asks of us. Every year I find myself now going through that little bit of a journey with the apostles on Good Friday. How desolate they must have felt. It's all over. He's gone. He's dead. What do we do now? We're in fear for our lives. If they could crucify him, they'll come and arrest us as well. And then we move into that marvelous moment where Jesus says, it's all been part of God's plan. I'm here. I'm risen. And that they then begin in every way to follow in the way that he leads them, that the Spirit leads them through Pentecost. It's a journey. And that little diocesan prayer, which I stumbled across by accident just before I was installed here as your bishop, is so important. Stay with us, Lord, on our journey.